Hi, my loves. It is Priscilla Trina, and when I need my sexual thirst quenched, I'd like to go to adamandeve.com to get my party started. So while you're at home during this quarantine time, why not take advantage of the downtime and choose almost any one item at 50% off? When you do, you'll also get 10 free boredom-busting gifts, including 6 spicy movies, a 3-piece bonus kit, and best of all, free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Just remember to use my offer code FREAKME. That's FREAKME. Go ahead and use my offer code for exclusive and incredible new toys that will fulfill your sexual desires at an affordable rate. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad that you're staying at home. Sex toys make being at home so enjoyable. Hell, even shopping from home is more enjoyable when you're shopping sex toys. Go to adamandeve.com and be sure to make the best of your quarantine time. You are tuning in to Freak Me Harder, Erotic Sex Talk, and this is episode 33, season 2. I'm your host, Brazilix Reina, giving you exactly what you want for exactly what you need. Hello, my beautiful babes. On today's show, we are going to talk about casual sex, or should I say sexual activities between two people who are not well established, or better yet, maybe sexual partners who don't even know each other that well. Whatever the case may be, casual sex is one of the most performed sexual activities ever. Why do you ask? Well, because there are no strings attached or commitments involved, baby. But not everyone is engaging in casual adult encounters that stimulates one's erotic pleasures. Or are they? Over a quarter of the world's population are slipping into the unknown of casual encounters. So whether you're a one-night stand, a friends with benefits, a fuck buddy, a no-strings-attached, or just a plain old ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, casual sex is one of the most convenient ways to engage in adult fun, but the negative side to this is it also could turn into a tangled web of emotions when feelings get involved. What do you think, my sex prodigies? Can we as people handle casual encounters? Can former casual lovers become just friends after ending their incredible arranged casual love affair? Well, stay tuned, beautiful babes, for some live erotic sex talk starting now. Because that's just the way I like it. Some people ask, can people set their emotions aside and have casual encounters? The answer is yes. There are many people that go for the convenience of it all and love to have a, how do you say, part-time lover. One of the epic pros of having casual sex is the enjoyment and excitement of it all. People love change. For example, some people wouldn't want to have chicken all the time. Sometimes they might want lobster instead. And that, my friends, is what casual sex is all about. Not the concept of food per se, but trying something new or preferring to be with another minus the commitment. What a fucking breath of fresh air. What's not to like about being with someone new that is sexually skilled differently than the others? The enjoyment is the sexual stimulation that one produces equaling someone new, someone you've never experienced before, and someone that could possibly give you that long-awaited orgasm that you so desperately longed for. Each multiple partner serves the purpose of a sexual fulfillment that one lusts for on a daily basis. And that's what makes it fun. At the end of the day, you still have your own place. You can see that person whenever you want. and you're not obligated to sacrifice all of your time to them. With casual sex, the ball is always in your court. No rules, no regulations. Now, can people become friends after a casual sex affair has ended? The answer is yes. People can become friends and get along within a casual sex encounter, and also after a casual sex encounter has ended. Oh yes, it's true. As we stated before in my past episodes on sexual attraction, this has nothing to do with gender or what you look like, but it has everything to do with your emotions. Your emotions are what get the best of other people, and your emotions is what makes people question their sanity. Emotions is what gets under one's skin before their actions does. Because that is the emotional trigger that sets off our true feelings or our intentions. That's why people tend to go crazy when they get involved in these types of situations, because they're not emotionally equipped to deal with that particular situation, because their emotions is what gets the best of them instead of their brain. Are there people that should not get involved with casual encounters? Yes, there are. The people that are emotionally unbalanced should not get involved with casual affairs because it may affect their mental health. In other words, they may become depressed because the affair is not working in their favor, further causing them to be insecure, lack security, and they may cause one to question their status with another. You see, when a person lacks self-love, they automatically assume that their love should be projected off of a person, place, or thing. And with these types of people, you have to be extremely careful and proceed with caution, because when you set out to have a casual encounter with a person like this, they might be unclear of how this is supposed to go and how will they benefit from it. And their definition of benefiting from it may be commitment. Now, what types of people should steer clear of a casual encounter? Number one, people that are looking to be in a monogamous relationship, meaning people looking to be married or committed, or people that should not engage in casual sex. Number two, people that aren't physically or emotionally stable. Please, I cannot stress this enough. If you're unsure of yourself and your actions, seek mental help immediately. Number three, people who lack confidence. If you're insecure and you do not think highly of yourself, there's no point in getting involved in a situation that requires fun and confidence in oneself. Number four, people that endure financial issues. Now, don't jump all on me. Just hear me out. If a person is stressed out over bills, late payments, etc., how will they give their all when pleasing another? A person does not need any distractions when engaging in something that is supposed to be so incredibly fun. And there's no fun in the worries and what ifs of it all, is there? Okay, so let's talk about if a person does not inform you that you are a casual encounter, what are the signs to look for? How will you know? Okay, listen up, ladies and gents. Number one, a person may not have time for you at your beck and call. Number two, a person may only want a Netflix and chill. Number three, the obvious reason, a person may just want to have sex and nothing else. Number four, a person may not introduce you to their close friends or family members. Number 5, a person may be a social media whore, always looking for their next prey, hence likes what females and males adore on their social media platforms. And now these digital hearts are used for people to determine how attractive a person is or consider their cyber status, their popularity that defines one's, their existence, which is stupid. But nowadays, this is what people use to date others. Remember, when getting involved with another person, make sure that you are ready emotionally. Emotional intelligence is key to enjoying casual adult fun with no strings attached. Try not to overthink the encounter. You're just the person looking to explore the new and beautiful or handsome you. To have fun, but with fun there comes caution. Relax. Try not to be concerned with the future what ifs and conquer the right nows. Alright, my loves, that is it for this episode of Freak Me Hotter Erotic Sex Talk. I hope you guys had a blast, and I hope you tune in for another episode for more adult fun and adventure of my live erotic sex talk. Please make sure that you never miss my show by favoriting my podcast. This podcast is made possible by listeners like yourself and brought to you by my sponsors, AdamandEve.com, where your sexual treats are only a click away. As always, I like to thank you guys for your tremendous and epic support. I work arduously to give you the incredible sexual commentary that sets the mood right and stimulates your curiosity. Until next time, my loves, live consciously and fuck passionately, because that's just the way I Hi, my loves, it is your girl Rosella Serena. I would love for you to become a friend on my social media. I know, I keep on changing it, but this time I'm going to stay right here. I'm not going to redo it, I swear, I promise you. I would love for you to become a friend, you know, all my fans, come onto my social media page. For Instagram, my name is Brazil, that's B-R-A-Z-I-L. _ Lorenzo, Lorenzo. Okay, and let's see, from my TikTok. Okay, my TikTok is Brazil Lorenzo altogether. Okay, so please become a friend. And there's so much to come. I'm going to be doing so many like TikTok things. I'm just getting the hang of it, so just bear with me. And I will be able to, once I get used to Instagram and TikTok, I'll be able to converse with you guys live, which that is something I ultimately want to do. That's why I'm trying to get you guys to also gravitate towards my social media platform, so you could see me talking physically, baby. See my lips moving, okay? So I love all of you, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.